Anyway, yes, and moving on, oh, Sally Pearson, Dell, isn't she a gem?
Oh, yes, gold for Australia.
Dell, if they had, I think they need to have a little thing there where you get a gold medal for the person who's got the most tickets on themselves, really. Wouldn't she win that one? No, but Dell, it was serious, though. She did mean it, and she won, Dell. Look, yes. It'd really be a toss-up between her and Usain. Actually, I better say that on the quiet so he doesn't hear me.
Wouldn't it be good if you could get them to have a race together?
Oh, Dell, wouldn't that be magic? Hurdles might get in the way of Mr. Usain's swinging
Matt
medal.
Matt Shervington's,
I was going to say, their egos will come first.
Oh, doubt.
Now, I saw, I was watching the highlights there, and I saw Stephanie Rice, and she was sitting with the Kobe Bryant.
The old basketess of the ballers.
Yeah, that's right. What's going on there, Auntie Mae?
I was looking, Dale, because I wasn't in that section at that time, Dale, but I did look over and see that. I think what you'll find, that's the athletes, the superstars section there. I normally am in that section, but at the time I was giving rubdowns to the girls off the side there that needed it. So not quite sure what's happening up there, because doesn't she have a boyfriend?
Yeah, I don't know. But, Auntie Mae, what were
Pretty
you
casual.
Saying about the swinging?
No, well, that was next,
Dale. Oh, she said something before.
Yes, no, Dale.
Yeah.
That was the swinging necklaces. That's what you thought was a swinging lunch, Dale.
Oh, thanks, love.
That's
good.
Where your mind was going.
No, yeah, no. I'm pleased you've cleared that up.
Once Ruby gets that
swinging
thought.
Swinging in their faces, Dale. I don't... Look, let's be honest. We can't even go there.
No, we can't go there.
No, Dale, I was thinking back to Cyril again.
Now, you need to give us an update next week. I know that you'll be home by then.
We have a few stopovers.
Oh, okay. We want to hear all about the closing ceremony, mate.
Yes.
Okay.
I do have a little whisper on that.
Good.
Okay. Have you been given the nod of whether you're actually going to get to perform your... At the closing ceremony?
Because I don't know about that, but I have heard that they were going to change the uniforms, the closing uniforms. We weren't going to be green and gold. We were going to be green and silver. Yes. But, no, Dale, now that we've come up from behind, so to speak, Dale, we're not going to do that now, so that's taken off the agenda.
That's good. Now, Auntie Mae.
Fair enough.
You behave for the rest of the time you're there.
Yes. Look, I've got to find Estelle. She'd love to come and speak to Mr. Bolt. Dale, the one thing about staying in place for 2 weeks is, Dale, they know the authorities, Dale, just I'm tippling too late tonight. The authorities know where to bring her back to now.
Yeah, that's good.
They're starting to get used to it.
That's right,
Dale. Oh, darling.
Oh, well, hopefully.
She's been out of the men's polo rooms.
Why?
Dale, it's sad.
Well, Auntie Mae, maybe it'd be a good thing if you just lose track with Estelle and, she could stay there for a while.
Oh, Dale, I can't do that to my bestie, Dale. Look, as much trouble as she is, she's a good value.
She's
a cunning fox, that one, anyway.
So are you, Auntie Mae.
Right, sweetie.
All right, Dale, we'll catch up with you next week there.
Thanks, Auntie Mae.
No worries.
Have a good one on the Ruby and Dave show.
I'm coming, Usain.
Yeah,
I'm coming.
Oh, that's terrible.
Was that insane or Usain?
It must have been Usain.
I think so.
Terrible, terrible stuff there.
Dear.
Auntie Mae, live from London 2012. Yep. It is the Ruby and Dave show. 3 minutes to 7, news and traffic next.